oordenkend op Tygerberg 104 FM.
Good evening. My encouragement comes out of the book of Matthew, verse 6. 6 verse 25. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or what your body, what you will wear. Is life not more than food, and your body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow nor reap, no store in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, or you of little faith? So do not worry, saying what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or what you shall wear. For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you have need of them. But seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. This evening, I want to encourage you in the word. You know, many years ago, things became too much, and I lost out in business, and I asked God, what's happening in my life? Where do I found myself at a place where I didn't understand what's happening. But the Lord gave me a word. Do not worry about things. God knows exactly where you are, what you are facing. Every challenge, every setback, God knows how to rescue the godly. He knows. You know, we find ourselves entering the season's greetings, where we're entering the Christmas season. And, you know, many people are already worried. What are they going to eat? What are they going to wear? But I tell you, our God is faithful. He knows exactly how to rescue. He knows exactly what you have need of. God is so intentional this evening of speaking to all of us about his grace, his mercy, his goodness, that he knows how to rescue. He knows how to supply the need. I find myself a few years ago where my business went to the ground, and I asked the Lord, Lord, what is happening? And the Lord gave me the word, but seek ye first the kingdom, God's way of doing things, and all these other things will just be added. I started praying in the morning from 9 till 10, that I do still today, almost 9 years later. But I see the hand of God. I see through prayer, doors open through prayer, how God answered, how God came out for me, how God delivered me, how God came through for me like never ever before. Today, I'm a man of faith. I live by faith because of this word. The Bible declared not one word will fall to the ground, but it will accomplish that to which it is set. We declare Jeremiah 29 verse 11, for he knows the plan he has for each one of us. Plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and an expected end. We know that God is faithful. He will never leave us, neither will he forsake us. He is with us until the very end of age. You know, when hope steps in, when the good God steps in, things about your life changes. Today we can look to God. We can trust in him. We can depend on his faithfulness. The Bible declares he rewards those who diligently seek. Just you tuning in this evening is seeking God. And God will never disappoint those who seek him according to his word. The Bible declares in Psalm 9 verse 10, and those who know your name And whose name do you know this evening? I know a name that's above every other name. The name Jesus, the name that saves, the name that heals, the name that delivers, the name that will make a way where there seems to be no way. Our God is faithful this evening. I want to encourage every listener that no matter what you are facing, He knows your name. He has you in the palm of His hand. And that same God is here this evening. The Holy Spirit is here this evening to come out for you, to bring peace amidst the storm. The peace that transcends human understanding is our portion. All you need is a word of the living God. Once the word is declared out there, the word has the capacity to produce everything you need. Whatever you need during the festive time, God is able to supply every need. I'm talking about the faithfulness of our Father. Oh, Jesus Christ is King. He is Lord. He is the same God that saved me, the same God that delivered me, the same God that helped me out of a difficulty, and He can help you this evening. That's why we are here. We are here to encourage you in the ways of God. You just need one word from God and your life will never ever be the same again. God is able to do the impossible this evening. He is the way maker this evening. He is the miracle worker. He is the promise keeper. He knows where you are. He knows what you need. I know this evening that our God is faithful to deliver. He is worthy this evening. And when I pursued and seek God, He supplied every need. He is still the same Jesus. He is the miracle worker. I know that He who called you is faithful. Just you tuning in, the Bible declares that when they came together, they lifted up the name of Jesus in Malachi, and there was a book of remembrance. Just you tuning in, God will remember you this evening. God will come out for you. God will deliver you. Lord, I speak life right now. I speak healing right now. I speak restoration right now. I declare salvation. I declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living Father. I declare the Prince of Peace will step into your situation. You are the way maker this evening, Father. You are the miracle worker. You are the promise keeper. You are the God that will do the impossible in our lives, Father. You are faithful to answer. Oh, mighty awesome God, you will never leave us, neither will you forsake us. I declare the faithfulness of God. I declare the name that's above every other name, the name Jesus. At that name, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that He is Lord. He is the great I Am this evening. He is the one that when you pursue Him, He will supply your need. He will come out for you. He loves you this evening. He knows exactly. Psalm 139 says that all our days is already written, and you can trust the author of your days. You can trust Him. He's faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, You are worthy this evening. Lord, I pray the blessing of the Lord, the favor of the Lord. I declare that the anointing will reach people right now, that there will be a breakthrough in the atmosphere. We declare open heavens right now, Father. Lord, Your peace that surpasses human understanding will locate those people out there, every listener who needs a touch, Father. You are able. Your anointing will break yokes and destroy burdens. And we trust You, Father. We believe You, Father. We stand on Your promises, which is yes. And we say amen. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.